Hello there, this is Nigel Ogden with 40 minutes worth of many and varied sounds from the popular organ world, including later in the programme a tribute to the gentleman who became something of a legend in the American theatre organ world, Buddy Cole, who died 20 years ago next Monday. Well, to get us in the mood, here's our own Douglas Reeve heading the bill at the console of the BBC theatre organ with Schubert's Marche Militaire. Marche Militaire à la Douglas Reeve, played on the BBC theatre organ. We in Great Britain can justifiably be very proud of international concert artist Harry Stoneham, whose marvellous work on electronics over the years has brought pleasure to millions of people, particularly through the medium of television on which he's appeared on countless occasions. Well, tonight he joins us on Lowry Coronation, together with the other members of the trio, that's Pete Morgan on bass and Chris Caron on drums, and would like it to be widely known that Chicago is his kind of town. The Harry Stoneham Trio with Harry on Lowry Coronation, My Kind of Town. I mentioned at the beginning of the programme that American organist Buddy Cole died 20 years ago, and it was also in 1964 that the Regal Cinema Marble Arch closed its doors for the last time, before being demolished to make way for a brand new modern cinema complex. The magnificent four-manual 36-rank Christie organ was at the time Europe's largest theatre organ, and amongst a number of famous names who appeared at this console, that of Quentin MacLean will always be remembered as one of the most significant. Well, on one occasion, when Mac had to be elsewhere, a young chap called Frederick Baco took his place at the console, and later became very highly regarded himself as a first-class exponent of the instrument. Well, before the theatre closed, Frederick Baco recorded an LP on the Christie, from which this is a track, the Spanish Dance No. 3 by Moskowski. Memories of yesteryear of Frederick Baco at the Regal Marble Arch Christie and Moskowski's Spanish Dance No. 3. Okay, let's get straight back to electronics and those ever-popular, easy-on-the-ear sounds of Billy Duncan on Hammond B3000. It's Always You. Thank you. The Hammond B3000, Billy Duncan in the hot seat, and It's Always You. In the theatre organ heyday, hardly a broadcast went by without a novelty item of some description being heard. Pieces of music which gave the organist the chance to be particularly imaginative with his choice of stops, if he so desired. Well, one of the most regularly heard, I should think, was this one, The Whistler and His Dog. But as we haven't heard it on this programme for quite some time, here it is now, courtesy of Dudley Savage at the ABC Plymouth Compton. Dudley Savage at the ABC Plymouth, The Whistler and His Dog. Memories of Barry Manilow from a few years ago now, and an instrumental-only version of his hit song Bermuda Triangle, played for us tonight by David Lowe on the Streatham Ice Rink Hammond C3. Bermuda Triangle from David Lowe on Hammond C3 in the cool, cool, cool of Streatham Ice Rink. In tonight's personality profile, I thought it perhaps might be worthwhile taking a look back over the life and work of that truly gifted American musician, Buddy Cole, who died on November the 5th, 1964. But before we take a brief look at some of the details of his career, let's have some music. All the items we're going to hear were recorded on his own studio theatre organ, which many enthusiasts consider to have been as near to perfection as it's possible to get. Well, certainly the mixture of Wurlitzer and Robert Morton pipe work produced a wonderful sound, as you can hear for yourself in this Waltz in G. After early piano lessons and some basic formal musical training, Buddy Cole's first introduction to the theatre organ was at the age of 12 when, to quote, he went nuts about the Wurlitzer in the Fox Theatre in Los Angeles, which had recently become the Cole family's hometown. 3 years later, Buddy Cole became the theatre's resident organist, providing solo spots and accompanying weekend vaudeville acts. As the demand for the organ became less, Buddy started a small dance band with himself on piano, and the success of this led to him turning to that kind of work professionally and touring the USA, in particular with the Alvino Ray Orchestra. Well, during World War II, he did a lot of playing for the Armed Forces Radio Service, and in 1947 fulfilled his long-standing ambition to own a pipe organ, at this stage simply a 3-manual 9-rank Robert Morton. One of Buddy Cole's greatest friends in the entertainment world was Bing Crosby, and he was involved in providing the musical backing to many of the singer's radio and TV shows. In later years, Buddy Cole made some superb recordings in conjunction with the Monte Kelly Orchestra, and here's one of them, Henry Mancini's Charade.
Thank you.
In 1959, Buddy Cole bought the United Artists Theatre Wurlitzer and added it to his existing Morton pipework, resulting in an instrument which was tonally near perfect. Sadly, he had only 5 years to enjoy the instrument, but during that time he proved just what could be achieved by combining his brilliant technical and musical skills with a magnificent organ in a purpose-built studio. He was indeed a genius, and his artistry has never been successfully copied. To end this part of the programme, a wonderfully stereophonic version of his own Sassy Brass. The wonderful music of the late Buddy Cole playing his own studio organ. Well, while we're in the States, here's a clever arrangement of Richard Rodgers' modern ballet music, Slaughter on 10th Avenue, arranged and played on Technics U90 by Annette Long. Thank you. Slaughter on 10th Avenue from Annette Long on Technics U90 Electronic. And here beginneth this week's list of theatre organ concerts. Tomorrow, the 3rd, Alan Skiro plays at the 3J's Gomersall at 7:30 p.m. On Sunday the 4th at 1:30, Brian Sharp at the Granada Walthamstow. At 2:15, Alfred Furnish, Mostyn Berman and Paul Kerner play at Weaver's School, Wellingborough. And at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, Joanne Knowles at the Bijou Theatre, Mablethorpe, Janet Dowsett at the Thomas Peacock School in Rye, and Ken Stroud at Ossett Town Hall. Finally, next Wednesday, the 7th, Nicholas Martin at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton at 7:45, and at 8 o'clock, George Blackmore at the Capitol Theatre, Aberdeen. And let's end tonight as we began with Douglas Reeve at the console, not of the BBC Theatre organ this time, but the instrument he knows better than any other, the Dome Brighton Christie, and part of Offenbach's overture, Orpheus in the Underworld. Douglas Reeve and Orpheus in the Underworld at the Organ of the Dome, Brighton. And that must be it for another week. Hope you've enjoyed our musical offerings and that you'll be back with me at 9:15 next Friday evening. Until then, my producer Peter Pilbeam joins me in thanking you for listening, and from me, Nigel Ogden, bye for now.